Coaches Insight programs, they continue here on Carrot Tonight. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're talking with ACCHS boys basketball coach Corey Ecker for a few minutes, brought to you by L&L Construction and at Taco John. Certainly a busy last few days for the Tigers since we last spoke. You've gotten three games in against three very high-quality teams here in this league, and, you know, maybe not the outcomes you have wanted, you know, and really throughout the course of the year, but this team has battled. You've certainly put some guys in some different spots, just really trying to figure some things out as we continue on with a couple weeks left. But, you know, Horton, Morehill, Mounts Academy, and Jackson Heights, three high-quality opponents that you have seen here in the last week.
Yeah, like you said, really good teams. Horton, you know, there are a lot of seniors, and they got Dante, who gives us a lot of size issues down low. So, you know, we struggled with rebounding, which has been a problem for us since we're undersized. But that was a big issue in that game. And then, you know, Morehill, you know, fifth in the state, really deep, really good team. You know, we came out and played really well in the first quarter, even had a 17-16 lead at one point, and then you know, their depth kind of wore us down, and they kind of took us from there pretty good. And then last night we had Jackson Heights, really good team. You know, we had a little stretch in the first half where we turned the ball over and we didn't score. You know, take that out of the game, and we played hard and played really good defense, and just quite couldn't overcome the turnovers that we had in the first half.
Again, I know we've talked throughout the course of the last couple of months, grinding through the season, and we've talked multiple times about, you know, just trying to figure some things out, maybe switching some things up here and there. And, you know, some of these kids are really getting their first taste of the varsity level, you know, here for the first time. You know, maybe talk about a couple of your players, maybe progression that you have seen from the start of the season to where we are right now. Has any of them caught your eye? And just maybe kind of looking ahead towards the future a little bit, I mean, who are these players maybe that are getting their first opportunity sticking out to you?
Right, yeah, because over the last month we've been dealing with injuries and guys not being there and being on the team. So other guys, you know, that weren't playing a lot at the beginning of the year have had to step into big minutes and contribute quite a bit for us that we weren't necessarily expecting at the beginning of the year. And, you know, one player that's really come alive here in the second half of the season, Ben Hankey, sophomore. Since Henry went down, who was our point guard and our leading scorer, Ben's kind of been more aggressive and taking the point guard role, and he's been playing pretty good for us. And, you know, we've had a couple seniors that kind of trying to lead the way here and try to keep us in games. Cade Burns, and Nate Ohm, and then, Tristan Hewitt, you know, he started the year, he didn't play any varsity for us, and here he is last night, you know, guarding Jackson Heights' best player and did a heck of a job on him. So, you know, those guys are stepping up. But then we have, you know, sophomore Brooks Goodpasture, who's been starting the last few games, who, you know, thrown into varsity action maybe a little bit too soon, but he's responding well and he's got a good shot. So, so we're hoping to get some guys back by next week, the last week here, to be a little bit closer to full strength and maybe compete a little bit there down the stretch.
Yeah, and the weather, of course, you know, not providing any easy outs here. Another, you know, snowstorm this week, so that's probably affecting you guys in practice time in terms of getting ready for the Friday tilt, which is going to be against Pleasant Ridge and a team that's coming off a loss to Troy, and then they played Royal Valley last week as well, and, you know, looking for their first win, you know, in a couple of weeks. But how much have you really dove into Pleasant Ridge? What can you tell us about them and kind of the expectations and keys for the matchup scheduled for Friday?
Yeah, you know, they've kind of been up and down all year. They've had some really good games, and here in the last few weeks, it looks like they've kind of struggled a little bit more. You know, shots aren't falling for them, but, you know, they're an athletic team. They've got some size, and when their shots are falling, they're tough to hang with. So, you know, we just got to really play solid defense and lockdown and be ready to close out on shooters and then finish the possession with the rebound. And if we do that, you know, that gives us a chance to hang around and be in these games to give us an opportunity to win at the end.
There it is, ACCHS boys basketball coach Corey Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. The Tigers are back to it on Friday night. They'll be on the road at Pleasant Ridge. Thanks again, coach. We always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.